This is Talk To Me, the official podcast of MetalNexus.net. Your host, Joshua Toomey, bring you epic rants, anecdotes, and interviews with heavy hitters from hardcore
our new life regions
to hair metal. This is Talk To Me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Talk To Me, the official podcast of MetalNexus.net. Make sure you're heading over to MetalNexus.net for all of your news, reviews, interviews, and the archives of this very podcast. This is episode 177, and this is a Louder Than Life preview episode. We are previewing the first day of Louder Than Life, the Friday, and we, as in Eric Moore of the Saturday Night Jam Session podcast and myself, will be talking all about the first day of Louder Than Life. Playing some tunes, talking about the bands, going to be a lot of fun. And as always, guys, the Talk To Me podcast is brought to you by my good friend down in Atlanta, Georgia, Scott Bowling. Yes, good company with bowling. Make sure you're heading over to his YouTube channel or scottgoodcompany.com to check out interviews with the guys in Islander, Korn, Seven Dust, Stuck Mojo, Fozzy, Eddie Trunk, and so much more. So support Scott Bowling because he supports this podcast, and he's also just a good dude. So check him out, scottgoodcompany.com. If you guys are going to Louder Than Life, let me know. We can hook up. We'll do a little Talk To Me get together, and listeners of the show, we can get together, meet up somewhere at some point, have a drink together, have a chicken leg together, have a bowl of chili together, whatever you do at Louder Than Life, and it'll be a lot of fun. So let's check out the commercial. Let's talk to Eric Moore about some Louder Than Life.
Louder Than Life. Bigger. Better. Than ever. Kentucky's largest rock festival. September 28th through the 30th at Champions Park in Louisville, with special appearances by Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains, Godsmack, Deftones, Shinedown, Louder Than Life with Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains, Godsmack, Deftones, Shinedown, Breaking Benjamin, Slash, Bush, Ice Cube, Billy Idol, Primus, the return of Five Finger Death Punch, and a special appearance by Limp Bizkit. September 28th, 29th, and 30th, Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains, Deftones, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, Limp Bizkit, and more. Go to louderthanlife.com for all ticket, lineup, and festival information.
I'm in a cabana chanting on a stand-up banner. Well, you don't got the stamina, you're lacking the stamina. You're lacking the stamina while you're divorcing Harrison Ford, and I'm in a Porsche and I'm throwing ports while I'm on a torrent. You're using way too many napkins. Papkins. Lapkins is Japkin. You're using chapstick and napkins while I'm papkin. Flapping around like a babkin. Flamming a babbity pan a champkin. Damn a canopy.
All right, what's up, guys? Sitting here with Eric Moore, host of the Saturday Night Jam Session podcast, former host of Off Our Meds podcast, Talk To Me assistant,
camera phone extraordinaire,
Eric Moore. How you doing, Eric?
What's up, man?
Oh, you know, just chilling at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have to go very far for this one.
No. kept it close.
Kept it close and in-house. All right, so we're here to talk about Louder Than Life 2018. We're going to talk about Friday. How much do you love Louder Than Life?
Louder Than Life is great. It's about time we get a big festival here in Louisville.
About time you get something 5 years in a row.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I love it, man, going each year. And great food selection. Great band selection.
Yep.
It's laid out. The layout is great. Getting in and out is not too bad. I love it, man. It's good times.
Better wear your track shoes. There's a lot of walking.
Still not that bad, though. And it's in a good time of the year. It's not at a peak heat season. It's not like the Warped Tour at a parking lot. It's a nice, nice September, October cool day outside.
Yep, I agree.
All right, man. We'll just jump into Friday here. I'm going to jump past a couple of these early bands because I just have no idea.
Why?
Well, unless you got something. What you got on True Villains?
True Villains. Lead singer sounds like Jesse Dame Dupree, Jesse James Dupree, Jeff Keith the Tesla, and Eric Cartman. All bunched into one.
And True Villains is hoping that we would have just skipped past them for that for that one there. And Hiro the Hero, I know he's been doing some stuff with the guys in Korn. Sounded pretty rap metal-y when we listened to him a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Good stuff, but, you know, I don't know a ton about them, so I'm going to pass up on them. And I know you were jamming some Bad Flower earlier, so what you got on Bad Flower?
Nothing.
Nothing. But I do want to, let's jump right into Islander, one of the standout bands on this early morning, Friday morning schedule. Hopefully they won't get kicked off Louder Than Life like they did the Warped Tour when they played one show on the Warped Tour, messed up the touring drum kit and got booted off of Warped Tour for being way too punk rock.
Oh, wow. A little bit too early in the morning for all that mess.
Don't be diving in. Yeah. Yeah, Mikey from Islander, don't be diving into the drum kit on this one. You won't get to play the rest of your set.
Now, do they still have Aaron that used to play with Avenged Sevenfold?
I don't know.
Because once he got booted out of Avenged Sevenfold, he was on their second album, Aaron LJ.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that one. I don't know the answer to that one. But let's go check out some Islander right now.
Okay.
All these rappers got money eating lobster. I'm still throwing hats and shoes in the washer. Gucci price tags are goofy. If I had some money, I would buy me some sushi. All these rappers got money eating lobster. I'm still throwing hats and shoes in the washer. These Gucci price tags are goofy. If I had some money, I would buy me some sushi. Like he used to. We turning up even more than we used to. Money's tight, but my band is tight. You complaining about your bus, we drive a van all night. All these rappers got money eating lobster. I'm still throwing hats and shoes in the washer. These Gucci price tags are goofy. If I had some money, I would buy me some sushi. Rock and roll don't pay like it used to. Rock and roll don't pay like it used to. Rock and roll don't pay like it used to. We turning up even more than we used to. Rock and roll don't pay like it used to.
All right, and that was Islander. Good stuff. Good times. Jumping into Tremonti. Let's play my Tremonti clip right here.
Hey, this is Mark Mike from Ultra Bridge, and you're tuned into the Talk To Me podcast.
But Tremonti is one of those dudes that's kind of transcended. Never a huge Creed guy. Ultra Bridge is all right, but Tremonti, man, that's his thrash project, and that's, man, that's some good stuff.
Blackbird, that's a killer tune right
what
there.
Was that Ultra Bridge?
It's Ultra Bridge.
Yeah,
it's got some bad stuff. That guitar solo in there is a cut you in half.
Well, the thing with Tremonti was, I just never got into Creed, and then that carried over to Ultra Bridge, and actually he's ends up being like one of my favorite. If he's on another podcast, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Respect for what he's doing.
Yes.
And he's a very talented musician.
Very talented.
So definitely check him out that day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, these early bands are going to kind of fly through them because once we get into the meat of the day, which is pretty much the last two bands, we'll have some more to say. But
the meat and potatoes of the,
you know,
of
Red
the day.
Sun Rising, I believe, is a...
Not nothing.
We can. I'll edit.
They suck.
Red Sun Rising, a huge band over there on Cobras and Fire, I do believe. So we'll leave those guys to talk about them. I have no idea who Sky Harbor is, and you know anything about Sky Harbor?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Into Under Oath, which is you know, they've been coming under fire lately because they've denounced. They're Christianity.
Oh.
They're no longer a Christian metal band. Or
oh, gotcha.
They've gone secular.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But I also wanted to check out some Under Oath. Okay. So let's go ahead and check them out real quick. Can you taste the fear in her sweat? You've done this wrong, it's too far gone. These sheets tell of regret. I admit that I'm just a fool for you. I'm just a fool for you. Under Oath, and up next is Jelly Roll, which is one of Eric's favorite bands. Tell us a little bit about Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is out of around your neighborhood, Antioch, Tennessee.
That ain't my neighborhood.
But he's been doing a little country rapping for years now. He's really good. Really, really nice guy. But he was on an earlier, I think the second year of Louder Than Life, and they couldn't get his time slot right. It was like early in the morning, so he didn't even get to play. So I'm sure they're bringing him back for that.
Well, good for him. into a band that I guess is from your neck of the woods, Blackstone Cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Right up my alley right there.
That is all you right there.
Kentucky band.
Good Kentucky boys. Son of one of the dudes from the Kentucky Headhunters is in the band.
That's right. How about that turnstile?
Yeah, that turnstile was pretty good, though.
That was a jam.
That was a jam. You were in the middle of a jam session.
In the middle of a jam session.
Yeah, Turnstile was good, man. When we checked out a little bit of them earlier, and that was one that I wanted to check out, was Turnstile into Skillet. You like Skillet?
I have no idea who they are. That's a Daniel Spencer band.
Yes, it is. I don't believe they've denounced their Christianity. I think they're all about the Jesus. into the good boys Seether.
Seether's always a good show.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're for what they are. They're not bad. And I believe Corey Lowry's in the band now.
Nice.
Clint's brother. So that's always nice to see him succeeding. The good Stuck Mojo guys keeping it going.
Oh yeah.
Into Suicidal Tendencies. There you go.
There you go. Can't go on with Suicidal Tendencies. He does like a 8-ball before he goes on the stage.
I wonder if this is a part of their tour they've been doing where they've been playing the entire first album. I wonder if they're going to do that or do like a greatest hits kind of set.
Well, they ain't up there very long, so exaggerated set.
How often do you think he gets brought a Pepsi?
A lot.
But it wears him out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a refrigerator full of them.
Mike Muir just...
Sponsored.
Got a Pepsi machine in his living room. What Suicidal Tendencies jam we gonna go with here?
Let's see here. How Will I Laugh Tomorrow?
Just wanna say, hey, I like the fall. Well, I can't even smile today.
And then up next we have Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. By far the longest band name of the entire weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, it'd be cool to see Slash. I wonder if he'll be running around the press tent. Highly doubtful.
Doubt it. Miles Kennedy will be around there. He was around there 1 year we was there, but yeah, Slash, probably not so much.
Yeah. Get Tremonti and Miles Kennedy back together. Alter Bridge set. There we go.
What?
We're going to bring it back. Reunion time.
What?
Does Slash do gun songs in this band? Do you know anything about?
I think they have.
They have? I don't know if they do original, all originals, or do a couple of Guns N' Roses songs or whatnot.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do one or two songs, I'm sure.
As long as it's off the first album.
Has to be.
Has to
be. Yeah.
And nobody want anything off Use Your Illusion, ooh, one or two.
Unless it's Coma.
Into Breaking Benjamin, who I got the pleasure to see a couple of weeks ago.
You sure did.
You know what's funny, man? Seeing them live, you forget how many hits they had, but then they did a terrible medley, and they brought out some extra drums that were covered in lightsabers.
Cool.
And then the lightsabers came on.
Oh, wow.
And then they did like the Star Wars theme,
man,
which was kind of okay.
Yeah,
but then the Star Wars theme went into like Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Huh.
And then they did Walk,
of course.
My eyes rolled so far in the back of my head.
If you're a rock band and you're gonna do a cover song of Pantera, you gotta do Walk.
You gotta do Walk. And then they did Sad But True.
Of course.
Also, my eyes were about as far back in my head as possible. And then they went back into their regular hits. But, you know, they were on a co-headlining tour with Five Finger Death Punch and wasted a good 15 minutes playing covers. And, you know, they got some hits. And they didn't play, like, one of their singles that everybody's crying about. So they did this whole medley of nonsense.
Did they play Shallow Bay?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Obviously not. They played instead they played Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's what they need to do. But then the entire reason to go on Friday is up next.
It's not a test. This is reality.
Biscuit.
You got to be rolling with the biscuit.
I don't know about rolling.
You got to keep on rolling, baby. Limp Bizkit will get my money every single time they come to town. They always have. They always will.
They get my money when they're out of town, too.
I am on the Limp Bizkit Patreon page. Like, they get my monthly donation over there. But yeah, I mean, fucking Limp Bizkit. Love them. Love them to death. One of my favorites. And, man, they were one of the highlights. What was it? What year was that? 2014 they played?
The first year.
Worth admission right there, just for them.
Awesome lineup.
Even though all they do is play covers, but
yeah,
but they at least they played Not Walk and Sad But True, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's your favorite Limp Bizkit moment?
Yeah, I've seen them a bunch of times, but one moment that sticks out was it was the day after Derby. It might have been like 2013 in Cincinnati at Bogart's.
Oh, wow. That'd have been fun.
They're jamming. I'm looking over to a buddy of mine because the floor is made of concrete. And the floor was shaking. It's like, is this going to crack in half? What's going on here? But they always bring the energy and always have the crowd into it. They're just always a great show.
Absolutely.
Well, I know you got some stories about some Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. And then one of my favorite I thought about not too long ago was... On the Significant Other tour, my girlfriend and I went to see them in Chicago, and we got the backstage passes, and we're hanging out, and then about halfway through, they did the whole, like, all right, all the guys have to leave, and they escorted all the dudes out. Luckily, she came with me, but she was like, fuck that shit, and, like, came with me, but yeah, it was fun, man. It was, they did the total rock star move and kicked all the dudes out. I was like, there you go, Limp Bizkit.
I'm talking about.
Got to get them some of that Limp Bizkit squish.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to make a hard biscuit.
And on that note, let's check out some Limp Bizkit.
Hey, this is Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit, Big Dumb Fish, Black Light Burns, Queen Fong, and you're listening to Talk To Me.
Too late, dude, just that time for you to zip up that grill. Take a deep breath, look around, ain't nobody left, just a target. Bullseye, still you walk around like a clown in a force field. See, I'm not crazy, you're the one who's crazy. Institution bound to be the only way that we can even solve this. Had about as much as I could take, so do yourself a favor.
Up next, we have the mighty Avenged Seven.
Nope.
Alice in Chains
should have been on there in the first place.
I don't know, man.
What?
You know my love of 90s alternative grunge bands.
Alice in Chains is awesome. Give somebody else a break, man.
I mean, they're no Obituary, but we'll see about that.
Avenged Sevenfold's already played. It's been twice.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm curious to see them live, and they have some. They've got a couple of jams, but I've just never been a huge fan.
I like them.
I know you do. Defend your boys.
Alice in Chains is awesome, and I'm excited. This might be my first time ever seeing them live, which sucks because I should have seen them sooner. But I'm really, that's one of the highlights of the weekend for me, is seeing Alice in Chains, and you think they suck. So
hey, man, no. No Lane, no Alice, man.
That's bullshit.
It's like seeing Stone Temple Pilots with Chester Bennington. That was terrible.
It was terrible. It was better than I thought it was going to be, but it was still terrible. Rest in peace. I'm not a Chester fan. Sorry.
Right? No, I mean, you know, him and Limp Bizkit was fine, or him and Linkin Park was fine, but yeah, not in Stone Temple Pilots. That was no good. But I mean, what do you think about these bands that you know, singers pass away? And they continue on, you know, the Stone Temple Pilots, the Alice in Chains.
If you can step in and do it right, and gain respect, then I'm all for it. But if you get in and just act like a dumbass.
No, I got you, man. It's a band like Alice in Chains, though, is such a vocal band.
I know
that you got to, like, you have to step in and do it justice. What Alice in Chains song are we going with here?
Let's go with So Far Under from their new album, Rainier Fog.
Wraps up Friday on the Louder Than Life preview 2018. What one band that you would like to see on Louder Than Life 1 year?
Hate Breed.
Oh, that's a good one. I figured you would go with Machine Gun Kelly.
That should have happened this year anyways.
Yeah, Hatebreed would definitely be a great band on there.
But yeah, I mean, there's a handful of bands that haven't played yet that should have, and all these other bands that
get brought up two or three times.
It's like, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Your Lamb of Gods and your Hatebreeds and Killswitch Engage, and there's a bunch of them.
I figured Kiss would have done it by now.
No.
Next year, write it down. Kiss will be there.
Megadeth. Where's Megadeth? Megadeth. Where's Megadeth at?
Yep. Megadeth.
Testament
would be great. But yeah, slew of bands. And all right, Eric, man, thanks for taking the time today and rolling off the couch to do this.
No problem, man.
All right, huge thank you to Eric Moore for taking the time tonight to talk a little Louder Than Life with me. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. Hopefully I will see you guys at Louder Than Life. And once again, if you're going to Louder Than Life, let me know. We'll have a talk to me, get together, take a big group photo. We'll throw it up on the website. So until my Louder Than Life Saturday preview, I've been Joshua Toomey. This has been the Talk To Me podcast. Talk to you soon.